ABC Radio Australia.
There's another big weekend of rugby league action ahead in the Pacific Championships, with Tonga out to topple New Zealand and secure a place in the cup final against Toa Samoa. Meanwhile, the Jillaroos will take on the Kiwi Ferns in what amounts to a cup final rehearsal for them, with Fetu Samoa already out of the picture. These games will be played in Auckland on Sunday, while 24 hours earlier in PNG, the Orchids played Tonga in a women's bowl with only pride at stake. But in the men's event, the Kumuls will be battling it out with Fiji for the title. And on the eve of that big clash, the Mbatis coach, Wise Kativirata, has taken aim at the NRL over the way the competition is organised and over the enforced absence of Fiji's women's team. But on a more positive note, with several star names missing, including Viliami Kikau, who just got married over the weekend, he says there's a chance for his younger players to shine.
I keep telling the young kids, when the senior players not playing because of the family commitment or they got injured, you know, the regular NRL boys, it's a good stepping stone for you young kids, you know. I say that if you remember in 2023, no one knew the name of Kurt Donoghue, Caleb Novale, Kitione Koutong. This type of tournament for the Fiji Mbati will open doors to the NRL club to watch some of these young kids. You know, now Kurt Donoghue is doing well for himself at the Dolphins. Kitione Koutonga become a regular at Parramatta. You know, Caleb Novale this year play more NRL games, so which is a good stepping stone for some other kids.
Once again, though, of course, you're taking on Papua New Guinea on their home territory. Does that disadvantage you?
No, it's not. If you look at 2023, we focus more on ourselves and the way we want to play. You know, the first game we got them, then we fell away on our second game. We don't do the basic properly again. This year, we go back to the basic stuff. We know we got points. I keep saying that. I know we got points all over the park. We're just going to focus on all the fundamental area of the game. Don't do a lot of errors. Complete our sets and kick long.
You mentioned 2023, of course, when you beat Papua New Guinea first time around and then lost to them in what was the final that year. But of course, last year and this year, you don't get a second chance. So what do you think about the way that the championship keeps changing? It's been going for 3 years now, and it's not been the same twice.
Yeah, that's the NRL. I think they should change the way they run the competition regarding the Tier 1, Tier 2. I think they should do a round robin. Majority of the boys are playing NRL. Are they all islanders? You know, we should play in Tonga, play in Samoa, play in Fiji, play in Papua New Guinea. That's how you grow the game. You know, in Australia, New South Wales and Queensland, the game is massive. But you want to grow the game in Fiji and Tonga and Samoa and PNG, you know, they should put the team together. Look at Samoa and Tonga on weekend, how many people are watching. You know, they should bring a double header to Parramatta, you know, where you play Tonga, Samoa, you know, Fiji, New Zealand, or Papua New Guinea, or something like that. You know, that's the way to do it. That's just me. I think they should come up with a concept where everyone should get equal opportunities.
So the ideal situation for you this year will be to go out and beat Papua New Guinea and then play against the team that finishes bottom between New Zealand, Tonga and Samoa in a promotion relegation playoff, as it were, and have the opportunity to go up and play against Australia next year.
Yeah, I think so. I think everyone should get an opportunity to play against, you know, the top side. We come good this weekend, you know, we should get a chance to play whoever come third on the other team. In saying that, you know, next year Fiji should get a chance to tour to England. Kids playing rugby league in Fiji saw that, you know, they'll want to train hard, work hard, because they know they've got a chance, you know, to come and play in NRL. And the growth of rugby league in Fiji is massive.
And the other thing, of course, which on the one hand has done Fiji a big favour, but on the other hand hasn't, is the fact that the Bulikula had to go to Canada to play two games, which they won, and they qualified for the World Cup, which is tremendous. But of course, they're not taking part in the Pacific Championships because the two sets of games were scheduled at the same time. That must also be incredibly frustrating, because the Bulikula, I'm sure, would love to be there in the Pacific Championships.
Don't get me started there. Now, the Bulikula, first thing first, you know, rugby league in Fiji just started, especially the girls team, the girls competition. You know, we don't have the fun like the other nations do have. So we have to scrap every funding weekend to send the team across there. You know, they should have a look at the competition Bulikula done last year. You know, they won one, they go across to New them to play. They nearly won on that game. You know, they should give them Bulikula automatically to be part of the World Cup, rather than sending the team there. I mean, I said it again, we don't have the funding like every other nation do have. You know, we should be playing here. That's the most important competition, because we've got a lot of young Fijian girls who are playing on NRLW and Harvey Norman Cup. And the girls in Fiji, they now they play 3 years in a row. So we need to have a look at that properly. Instead of sending a team there, we should send a team here. Going to Canada, the Fiji Rugby League have to spend so much to get there, rather than come to Papua New Guinea or come to Sydney and play.
What do you think of the fact that the Bulikula were asked to play two games of rugby league on AstroTurf, on an American football field? Isn't that a bit of an insult, not just to Fiji, but to the other three teams that were involved too? AstroTurf is not designed for rugby league.
I'm trying to work that out. When I saw the field, half of the field is yellow, half of the field is green. I'm not sure what's going on there, to be honest with you.
That's dangerous, isn't it? American footballers wear crash helmets and padding, and they can throw themselves around and they'll be okay. We're talking here about professional rugby league players who don't do that. And if they hit that AstroTurf hard, it's going to hurt, isn't it?
It's going to really hurt. I better talk to some of the girls, some local girls who play on their turf, to see how they feel and how their body cope after the game. You know, you can see the score. You can tell the score, the first game and the second game. It's unfair to the Canadian team, unfair to the Nigerian girls. So I think in the future, the Fiji Mbulukula should not go there, or any Pacific Island, Tonga, Samoa, Cook Island. They should just always play here. I don't know what the NRL or the international body think of.
One last point to make. Big weekend, of course, of international rugby league for the Mbati, but in the same stadium, the National Football Stadium in Port Moresby, the Vusu Raiders from Fiji take on the Lay Snacks Tigers for the Melanesian Cup, the Pacific Championship between the two champion teams from the two countries.
Yes.
Fiji have never won it. So, I mean, this could be a great incentive, couldn't it, for you, if the Vusu Raiders can get one over the Tigers, who've won the championship three times.
Bush Raiders, they play different style of football. They got some good young kids coming through the rank. If they come in and focus on what they can do, we might see the upset on the game day.
The head coach, Wise Kateverata, on the line from the Fiji Mbati's training camp in Port Moresby, and he was talking to Richard Ewart.